When we in this age look back at history and see how the people in our societies once lived, enduring struggle and pain, confronting death, disease and defeat on a regular basis, we find ourselves at once both horrified and intrigued. It's not necessary to look too far back in history to find a time in contrast to ours, when struggle was an everyday occurrence. For most in the West, security of comfort has been quite a recent development, consequential of the post-industrial environment that followed the end of the last great war. Having nothing left to strive for, we turned our focus towards acquiring as materially comfortable an existence as we possibly could. Initially, this meant rebuilding homes and cities that were decimated by mechanized warfare. But as the numbers of people who could even remember the hardship of the war era rapidly decreased, this outlook became more and more severely corrupted. Because we ourselves are so accustomed to living comfortably and easily, we fail to understand how and even why people of times past could live through hardship. In our wisdom, we proclaim it must be because they weren't as developed as us intellectually and in terms of their worldview. The fact that they actually lived more happy, less stressful lives than we now do never quite registers in the judgments of modern people. Our worldview assesses all things based on the immediate gratification they might afford or restrict. Having nothing more than this to live by, society has disintegrated into factions, each pursuing the concept of immediate gratification as it so presents to them uniquely. Consequently, we isolate ourselves from ever understanding one another. So too, as individuals, do we unwittingly deny the possibility of ever sharing a bond with another person, except that of a shared satisfaction in selfishness. In a materialistic society, culture does not exist. Remove the struggle from life and the idealism that justifies it, and you remove that which might give people reason to live. At the collective level, a shared sense of struggle helps to bind people together and to live for more than they alone might achieve. Struggle is of foundational importance in the creation and maintaining of culture. A society without struggle is a society without a culture, without a purpose. This is the real reward of our trinket-hoarding lifestyle. A life stripped of meaning and sense of place. A life with the most fundamental but not immediately perceivable urges left unsatisfied.
Of tomorrow and the life you've left behind. Turn your head to face the wind that fills enchanted sails, drives you to your destiny as silent sirens wail. Sad lament for travelers held in the hands of fate. Your future stands upon the ground and past drowns in the wake. What chance is there for sanity when madness takes the helm? Steers you on a downward spiral to his lovely realm. In the heavens play, yet even angels stoop and still pick nothing up they say. There are things far more sinister that haunt the midnight air. The siren serenade, a warning telling you beware. The waves upon the water are like ripples in your mind. The shadows cast by nature show the future you may find. As rivers flow because they know that they must join the sea, thus you will be carried on to meet your destiny. Let's go.
When a species is no longer able to deal with the pressures exerted by their surroundings, it is only a matter of time before they become extinct. Humankind nowadays has become unable to deal with reality because we would rather consider personal trifles and desires before external reality. Struggle has become a dirty word, something we seek to detach from because we fear we may not adequately meet its demands. Ordinarily, the human psyche is configured to handle life struggle. The evolutionary path that led humans to where they are now was fraught with difficulties and inconveniences that have shaped the inner workings of the human mind. It is only now, having shut out the causality of the outside world to focus on materialist goals within our societies, the struggle has almost become completely absent from our lives. It had been a constant within mankind's environment and course, and we have grown to crave it, for it has become such an important component within the human psyche that the proper working of much of our mind's faculties pivots upon its presence within our lives. Even still today, in our pacified and self-loathing age, we can find people who would openly admit to it only truly feeling alive when staring at certain danger. Struggle spurs humans on to do more. It enriches our lives, inspires us to greatness. Certainly, to look at the art humankind has produced, one constant theme and source of inspiration has been struggle. Sorrow and tribulation are a force of catharsis, a proverbial cleanser by fire. The best art is about confronting and overcoming difficulty via idealism for the sake of something more than material. It teaches us that through enduring difficulty, we may exceed our weaknesses and become more than we previously were.
Thank you.
In its history, humankind has achieved some remarkable things, conceived visions of awe-inspiring beauty, changed the face of the planet like no other species. It achieved these things because it embraced the hardship and the darkness inherent to the human experience of life. All of mankind's greatest civilizations were founded by people who fear could not contain, nor weakness set any limit on their idealism. We each again may attain this, if we simply strive for it. If we wish to grow, to better ourselves collectively and individually, we must learn to put ourselves beyond fear of failure and stop shying from difficulty. We must again embrace struggle as an immutable component of any life and look upon it with fondness, for it is not a burden to be scorned, but the means by which we may become more than ourselves. The world has changed, and will change again and again. The only way we may change it to our liking is if we face up to the reality outside of ourselves. Sometimes it will be difficult. Sometimes it will not be pretty or instantly seem rewarding. Other times it will. Whether or not we see the beauty or reward in what we are doing, the deed itself of striving is more beautiful and more rewarding than any material possession could ever be.